welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. That's right. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving, and it's time to shake those hips. I know you ate a lot yesterday. I know you're feeling down. I know you're feeling groggy. But why don't we just stand up for a second? Stand up. Stand. Everybody stand. Come on, studio audience, stand. Get the whole Feather Studios here standing. Yeah, stand. Everybody stand. It's time to bring it. Yeah, sure, your aunt said you gained a few. Sure, your mom wants to know who your boyfriend is. Sure, yesterday was a tough day. But you know what? It's over now. Time to perk up with some J Train podcasts. Let's talk about other people's problems, because we don't got any of our own. And I want to thank you, because right now you might be driving home, and I want you to tell whoever's in that car with you to pop on the J Train podcast. Share it. Give the gift of J Train this holiday season. Put a big giant bow on a picture of my head, just like those Mercedes commercials. Tell a friend, tell a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears, we'll take them. And make it your Instagram story this holiday season. Make it your Instagram story. Is that the way the song goes?
Wait, I can't think of it because of this.
Yeah. Well, now
this music is real zippy.
Very zippy. Very excited about today's guest.
Oh, guests take chiming in early.
Yeah, yes. That's right. An OKP, original key player. I say it sometimes, I don't mean it. Today I mean it. Allison Livey, welcome back.
Thank you.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief. It's a guest we've heard before.
That's right. You know the show.
The soundboard is growing.
The soundboard grows every day. Shelby's really stretching his wings. And it's really, that's right. Studio audience, soundboard, Shelby's here. Shelby, what are you, so this is the day Allison Livey, at Allison Livey, a fan favorite, go follow, get involved.
Whenever you say OKP, I think you're about to just call me an OK person.
That shows an where your mindset is.
Yeah, she's an OK person.
Look at the kids are happier here. Yeah. Just an OK person. What a way to introduce someone. You know her, you love her. She's an OK person. Allison Livey.
Hello.
Allison's here. at Allison Livey on Instagram. Go follow. Shelby, what are you doing for the holidays? Shelby with a fresh cut.
Yeah.
Great haircut. Did you get that today?
Last night.
Night
haircut?
In the evening.
That's a fair question. Yeah, it is weird. How late was it open?
What is this? Oh, yeah. I right after Thanksgiving dinner, I went.
Well, no. Well, we can. Well, they know we taped this before.
Also, next week isn't Thanksgiving.
What's next week?
Or wait, is it?
It is.
No, yes, it is.
Next week.
What's today?
Today.
I'm a mess.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get together. We're all over the place. Shelby, it looks like you got it 4 minutes ago and they placed every strand of your hair perfectly, doesn't it?
It looks like a painting.
It's really unbelievable.
The fellas normally get, you know, a little buzz, maybe some scissors.
Sure.
He used every instrument.
Yeah, he used the drums, the guitar.
Like, oh, you a four or five?
Yeah.
He used the one, two, three, four, five, six, everything.
He went right up the scale.
Hot foam, covering your eyes.
Really?
He was a gay gentleman, and he kept saying, this is fire.
This is fire.
That's
I'd
good.
Agree with him.
I agree, too.
Play that flamethrower, because it is a fire haircut. Okay, not a flame. It just got intense. It is a great haircut. It's very tapered, and it's also...
Yes.
It's got that, what is it? It's that new thing going on where it's like...
Same thing I do to girls I'm dating, a slow fade.
A slow fade. That's right.
There we go.
I got one of those once, and it didn't really fit my look.
Tough to imagine on you.
Yeah. Shelby's more angular, and I think it fits his look. It's very...
you're more solid.
Solid. That's a very... It could have gone insulting, but Shelby went with solid, which I'll take
almost
as a compliment.
Almost complimentary at this point.
Almost. We almost got there. the okay person of compliments. So we're very excited. Allison, what's going on with you? What are you doing? What's happening with you? Anything? Nothing.
Nothing. I am not working, so I'm just like...
But you were working on the
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Season 3 comes out December 6th.
So
That's something. That's big stuff.
Big stuff, big Mr. Stuff. President's in on that. So I always the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is one of those shows, that is what I would like to call parent currency.
Ugh. My mother, when I got that job. I mean, she must have just run through the streets screaming.
I had to have.
Like, because every Jewish mother having her daughter write for the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Do you watch that show? It's on Amazon Prime.
And they've heard of it.
And they've heard of it. I've never written for a show that my parents have heard of before I started working
there. But this is what you need. If you're in something, here's what you need for parents. And this is a good holiday episode topic. With parents, you need one. You don't have to tell them what you do. Yeah. You need to tell them the marketing thing they can tell other people about what you do.
Yes. What's the elevator pitch for you getting through the day?
Because they're going to fuck it up. They're going to go, because I do this. I actually call it the Fabulous Mrs. Maisel by accident all the time.
Very different show.
But I can imagine your mom going, she's a writer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a comic. Like, because my parents would never say, like, my grandparents would never say stand up. They would always
say,
writer, something
that they
can
understand.
It has currency.
Yes.
So this is parent currency. They'll go, she's a writer, the fabulous Mr. Mazelton. Yes. Like, they would fuck up the name.
Oh yeah. Well, like my dad the other day, we were on the phone, he was like, do you watch this John Ryan on Netflix? And I was like, Jack Ryan on Amazon.
Yeah, you have to you have to Google Maps to the right place.
God, we're so far away from what it is.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you're talking to someone whose mom walks into a Dunkin' Donuts and just screams Dulce.
That's not even anything.
It's nothing.
Get a life, Jews.
Yeah, this is a very Jewish conversation. But I'm sure the Italians understand.
Yeah,
and I'm sure everyone else kind of gets it.
Yeah, you know, they're like, we've seen Seinfeld. We know you guys are awful.
We know the whole deal. So a very special holiday episode with Allison. I like to jump right in the email.
Let's jump in.
We have nothing else to talk about. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Are you writing on anything else? Is there anything else out there they can find of yours?
No, I'm chilling until the end of the year.
So everyone needs to go. Yeah, we're all upset.
I love it.
So go follow Allison on Instagram at Allison Libby. She's going to be tagged up on my page. And let's do some emails. You ready?
Let's do some emails. Let's do it.
Jared, huge fan of the podcast, longtime listener. I'll get right to it. I'm a 26-year-old female. I've been hooking up with a guy for almost 2 years now, maybe about twice a month. I can feel myself getting emotionally invested in him, but I know he doesn't feel the same. He's 25 and still in the party phase, getting with other people. I want to keep getting with him because I'm lonely at some times and enjoy his presence. But at the same time, I know I care about him more than I should. My question is, do you think I should let him know how I feel with this and everything? My question is, do I let him know how I feel? Or should I just keep hooking up with him since dating around, I haven't found anyone else who sparks my interest like he does? Or is this going to hurt me in the end? Also, would love a celeb lookalike from Classic Shelf. Do you know about the skill? Were you around? Have you been on this show since this craze?
I don't know if he's been doing this since I've...
Shelby is a master of celeb lookalikes. She's very cute.
Which one is she?
I think that last one would have helped
you.
This
is like 30 different people. There we go.
Yeah. So Shelb has this great... I mean, look at this pic. Go back one.
I mean...
There's a lot going on here. So 2 years.
2 years.
And this is in female time.
So that's 8 years.
Well, I think he doesn't realize it's 2 years.
He is not keeping track of time.
No. He's saying...
He's like, we hook up.
She's a chick I hook up with.
Yeah.
And it's the same... The thing with the guy that you're hooking up with over the course of 2 years, he doesn't see it as, a building process.
Yes.
That is a hookup.
Right.
That is a place he drops
it's
off.
It's just a tier.
Just a tier.
That's just, and like you don't move tiers once you've been sitting in one for a while, I think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think like if it was gonna be more, it would have by now. In 2 years, like.
Yeah. And I want to speak to her. I can't tell her how to feel, but like there is this thing where if you're in that, if you're eating a turkey sandwich every day, you go, maybe I love turkey sandwiches. You know, like, oh, I love, no. That's what you eat to get by.
Right.
And I think she has to adjust her perception of this relationship. Right. Have you ever been in that situation where you're just like,
I would like scale back on the, like, look, like have sex, like definitely like if you're not having sex with anybody else you like, and this is good, like do it. But I would back off it for a little while and see.
Yeah. I think it's okay to renegotiate a hookup. Like,
yes.
I think what she's like, there's this big thing with people where they'll go, because I have, that means I will. So because I have hooked up with him late at night and now I'm that type of person forever.
Right.
He's describing you as hookup girl because he doesn't have to really describe you as anything else.
Right. There's no other.
You've never pushed him to make a different decision.
Right.
And you can't make someone choose the way you want, but you can push them to have to choose.
Yes.
So with this situation, maybe the next time you invite, you say twice a month for two years. You're going to get a call. Maybe you back off of texting, just like Allison said. Yeah. I agree with that. You're going to get a call.
Right. He's going to reach out.
He's going to reach out because, you know, this dick ain't sucking itself.
Nope.
So at that point, you have to say to him, hey, you have to be not mad, but also offer an alternative.
Yeah. You need to be ready for whatever the answer is. Like, and be ready. Like, if it's like, if he's like, I really don't see you that way. Like, you have to take stock and like, are you down to just hook up with someone that you think you care about? And like, I don't think it's ever really a great idea.
Wait, what do you mean?
To keep doing like
what
keep,
she's doing.
If you do have feelings for him and he doesn't, but you guys hook up.
Yeah, I would say to her, like, she doesn't have to go to him. Like, I think you're going to be massively disappointed if you go to him and go with a box of chocolates and flowers and you say, let's do this. Let's you and me, kid. It's not going to work out that way because then it's going to be an option of serious or nothing.
Right.
And I think there's a somewhat of an in-between where you can go to him, hey, I'm not down. I'm busy tonight. I'm out with friends. So you get the late night text. Hey, you up? And then you write, I am, but tonight's not the night for me. I kind of want to do drinks with you. If you're up for that, I'm down.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things where it's like, you're not, just like Allison said, go have your sex. Like none of us are saying, but you have to be the same way with him. You have to go, you can do this the rest of your life, but I'm not the person it's going to continue with.
Yes.
And it can continue with me this way.
Right.
But at that point, if he doesn't take you up on that offer,
you have your answer.
You have your answer. He's not going to be that person for you. And also, I do think you like him because he's there.
Right. I think just like a little bit of absence will make you maybe realize like just because like he's just the best of what you've been seeing around.
Yeah.
Like there's more like.
Wake up in the middle of the night when you're hungry. Go to your fridge. You look at the fridge. You go, ugh, I have nothing.
Yeah.
You go back to bed. You come back to the fridge. Well, I could put some butter on the crackers. All right, now you're sitting having butter on crackers.
And you're like, it's there. It's better than nothing.
This is delicious. Wow, I really like butter on crackers. No, you don't.
Right.
It's what was there.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do you have a celebrity lookalike show?
Kind of like a Family Ties Justine Bateman.
Oh, sure.
Family Ties Justine Bateman. So that's her on the left. Let's look up family.
Not now. She's kind of skeletal now.
Yeah.
I'm looking her up. You knew that right away, Allison. Oh, yeah. Oh my. Shelby's very good at
very
this.
Good.
Lookalike confirmed. Will Barry's boot camp class agree?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Allison Leiby, friend of the show. A fop.
Friend of the podcast doesn't sound as good.
I don't love it.
Yeah. Instagram drama. We love drama. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Jared. Looking forward to you up. I unfollowed. Looking forward to you. Maybe she's coming in the future. Okay. I unfollowed an ex-fling on Instagram a few weeks ago and deleted him on Snapchat. Just realized he unfollowed me on Instagram within the last day or two. Only know the time frame because he watched my Instagram story from Saturday night. Is it silly that I'm really bothered by this? I didn't want to see his stuff anymore. Low-key wanted him to know I unfollowed, but I do want him to still see mine. Ha! Huh? Do you guys actually pay attention if someone unfollows? Or do you think he had the same idea to unfollow me just a little later after seeing my Instagram story? No, no, no. This is so dumb to care about, but I'm so bothered by that. I'm tempted to text him and make a joke out of it. Don't worry, I'm refraining. P.S. He was the one who broke things off because he didn't want to be exclusive. We moved quickly, so that could have been the next step. Therefore, I wouldn't think seeing me would bother him since he ended everything. Any thoughts?
First of all, I think before we even get into it, like we have to stop like being like, I know this isn't a big deal. It is a big deal.
It's a big
like
deal.
This is the world we live in now. Like we have to stop pretending that this is some stupid like.
Well,
Instagram
I agree with you. I kind of want people to believe it's not a big deal because that's why this podcast exists.
Right.
You know, like the reason we're here is because everything matters.
Yes.
Everything matters.
If it makes you feel a certain way, it matters. It's not stupid to care about.
No.
It's inherently all stupid anyway.
When we get, when we say Instagram doesn't matter, the crazies win.
Yes.
The people that post bullshit crap that are lying get away with it if we don't police
it. Yes, we must hold everyone accountable on Instagram.
Everyone. So like, but like, you know, like the person that puts the red pin with New York, LA, ugh, New Jersey. And it's like, you're from New Jersey, bitch.
Just say New Jersey.
Yeah. Or New York, Florence.
Right. Oh, because you studied abroad for 6 weeks.
You went 6 weeks to Florence. That's not where your pin is.
No, no.
You've been there once. So it's like that type of stuff where it's if you went up to someone in the street and you were like, you don't live in Florence, they'd be like, you're a crazy animal. But
I do want to do it on Instagram.
I mean, but this is the thing. So if this podcast doesn't exist, you're welcome. We are policing the crazies. And it's okay to notice you can't unnotice things.
Right.
That's the most important thing. You can't. So when you see that your boyfriend liked another girl's pictures, when you see that there's a text on his phone from a number you don't recognize, or you see the girl doesn't text you as much, or she, you know, your girlfriend doesn't follow you, or last episode we had a sister-in-law doesn't follow you, all of it's for a reason. Yeah. All of it happened because something happened.
Right.
So, and you can't go on with life.
These are choices.
These are choices, and you noticed it. So now you have to live in this new reality where you noticed it. Her email.
I forget what happened.
She writes, she calls him an ex-fling, which he wasn't. He was an ex because they were seeing each other. She tried to take the next level.
Right.
He said no. So then she unfollowed him because seeing him made her mad.
Right. And I think that's actually a great thing.
That's the most healthy thing you could do.
If you don't want to be seeing someone's stuff in your feed, just unfollow them. It's fine.
It's totally fine. And it makes
unfollowing isn't about the other person. It's about you.
Well, this is the whole point is I understand what she's writing. I don't think she's wrong. She writes, I unfollowed an ex on Instagram a few weeks ago, deleted it on Snapchat. Okay. That's action one. Just realized he unfollowed me on Instagram in the last day or two. Is it silly that I'm bothered by this? She goes, and then she claims, I don't want to see this stuff anymore. Low-key wanted him to know that I unfollowed. So, like, here's where you got to be honest with yourself. Did you want to not see his stuff, or did you want him to know that you unfollowed?
Or did you want to make a point?
Did you want to make a point? And here's the thing. People who go to make points end up fucking making points all day while not really going ahead with their lives.
Yes.
So you want to make points, you're not going to move forward.
Yeah. Then that's all
you do. Look at your life. Look at your choices.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. So then she goes, but I do want him to see mine. No, 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 no. That's not how this all works.
No, you don't get to decide how people...
This is the thing. She,
with you. Yeah.
You, and I know women do this a lot. Yeah, women, anyone who's lover scorned.
Yes.
Male, female, whatever it is, gets in this position where like, I want them to hurt as much as I hurt.
Yes.
And you can't do that. You're never going
to
win that
battle. You're never going to be able to. You're only going to make yourself feel worse and crazy because you're consumed by it.
Yeah, and it's the thing is, if you live your life trying to make other people feel as bad as you, you're not going to live life. If you live your life going, all I care about is self-preservation. Right. All I care is my happiness. And, you know, some people call that selfish. To me, there's going to be someone else that jumps on your trolley and goes on that ride with you.
Yes.
So.
Just wasn't this person. That's fine.
Wasn't this person. And so, are they right to unfollow you? Yeah. He saw that you unfollowed and he goes, hey, and the game's over. Yeah. What am I doing here?
Right.
I'm kind of annoying her. I think that's how I would do it. If I saw someone an ex of mine wasn't following me anymore, I go, yeah, I got to leave the party.
Yeah. Because otherwise you're just kind of like last man standing at a bar weird vibe where it's like, what am I doing here? Like, why? And then like,
she's over it, so I'm over it.
So then like, what, he gets into a relationship at some point down the road and his girlfriend's like, who the hell is this girl you're following?
Exactly.
It's just not worth being a thing.
I mean, that's why unfollowing someone after a relationship is the best idea possible, because you're like, hey, I'll see them if the world brings us back together, but I'm kind of forcing this to happen.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Oof. Speaking about getting healthy, Quip. Makers of the electronic toothbrush wants you to know the one single discovery that matters most for your dental care. It's simply this, that if you have good habits, you are good. Okay.
All right.
Listen, their introduction sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's fix this.
I mean,
Shelby, do you have a quip?
I have one. I love it.
Love it.
I really want one. And as someone who had two root canals this summer, I really would like, so I really need to get my shit together.
We'll get you hooked up. I got some extras here.
Do you want mine?
Give you Shelby's.
Have you used
it? He's only used it a month. Okay. Here's the great thing about Quip. They're right. Habits.
Yes.
Habits. Habits are tough to create. It takes like 14 days to make a habit. The best part about Quip is that it has the electric thing that goes on for 2 minutes. You're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes, and then it has 30-second pulses. So all
when
four
you move quadrants.
Exactly. So you go top quadrant 30, bottom 30, left 30, up top left 30. And at the end of that, you're going to go, wow, my arm hurts because I've never brushed my teeth for that long. But the only way to get yourself to go on the right amount of time is to get held against the clock.
Yes.
You ever try and do a plank for a minute?
Yeah.
At the gym?
Yeah.
Do it without the clock and then do it with the clock.
Yeah. See how long you last without the clock.
Exactly.
We need stakes.
You need stakes. And also, we're past the age where you can ask about your teeth. Like,
what do you mean?
When you're 12, you could go, the dentist would go, hey, you're brushing wrong. Let's go over this.
Yes. No.
If you're 30,
it's too late.
It's too late. Quip has little tips and tidbits, tells you how much toothpaste to use. It's just what they're doing is they're trying to hack the adult brushing process.
Great.
And I think that's great. Plus, it gets sent right to your door. No more waiting in line. No more, you know, let the mailman work for you, baby. And if you go to getquip.com/JTrain right now, you'll get your first refill free. Every 3 months, they send you a refill.
Amazing.
Every 3 months. You're not buying a new toothbrush every 3 months. You're getting one at the dentist once a year.
Your dentist gives you a toothbrush?
All the time.
I got a shitty dentist.
Toothbrush, toothpaste. I even get extra travel ones because I travel a lot.
Yeah.
I go fill it up.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great. But also Quip sends you little travel ones too.
That's like undoes the ad.
So listen, you get your first refill.
This is all just an ad for your dentist.
Yeah. Change it. Leave the house. No. So listen, if you want that first refill free, that's free money. So getquip.com/JTrain. That's GETQUIP.com/JTrain. Quip, the good habits company. Love that.
Guests getting comfortable. Episode shifting into second gear.
There we go. Allison Leiby.
Now we're cooking.
Allison Leiby. Well, I mean, let's stay in Instagram world. You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Papa JT and guest, I got a quick one for you guys. Is it okay for your boyfriend to still consistently like Instagram pictures of someone you know he's hooked up with, including bikini pictures? Should I say something or am I just being crazy? Again, you're not being crazy.
This is the world.
Hope you guys can shed some light on this. Also, would love a celeb lookalike. Okay, well, Shelby looks through her Instagram. I mean, he's on the Instagram. She's gorgeous.
Oh, she looks like
Hold on.
Someone.
We'll give our opinions later. I had a moment where I thought she looked... I mean, he's all over her Instagram.
Yeah.
So they live in a world where Instagram exists. Look at this picture. He's holding her under a waterfall, making out. So what do you think? Can he like people he's...
I think it's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
To like an ex's picture on Instagram?
Like... As long as you're comfortable in your relationship, if you know, like, look, if it's a random woman that he met at a bar, had sex with once and like moved on, like, and that was it, then yeah. Like, that's weird. Cause like, why? But like, but if it was somebody he knew and was hooking up with in the past or was like some, like, I don't know, it probably is fine.
Interesting.
I think it's not, I don't know. I always think about, cause like, I very like, when I'm going through Instagram, it's very robotic and I'm liking all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
And I'm not even fully paying attention to what I'm liking.
Yeah, sometimes. you're just there in support mode.
Yeah, I'm
or
just
hate
here
mode.
Making sure everybody's
yeah.
happy.
Yeah. Like,
and I think, and I do, like, not that I think like him liking a woman he's hooked up with's bikini picture is that, but
yeah.
Like, I don't think it means that he's trying to fuck her.
Here's what I think. I agree with you. The context matters.
Yes.
So like, hooked up with her in the past, now they're friendly, they're cool, and it's like, hey, I graduated, but she wrote something very specific. Consistently is not a good thing. To me,
yeah.
What, and especially if they hooked up. It's one thing, if she wrote, they work together now and he likes her pictures, I go,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. fine. Oh, or she's an old friend from high school relationship.
Right.
I go, fine. If it was a relationship,
yeah.
I'm actually more fine with it. Me if too. It's someone he's made out with a few times, what you're doing, the way to make sure, guys are always planning the escape route with relationships, okay?
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's like those, like, like a Jack Ryan
yes.
type who has...
Wait, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen the show.
So I've
I
never
only
seen
know the
show.
Title.
I've never
like
seen the... But like Born Identity.
Sure.
You know, part of being the secret agent, the CIA spy or the whatever the spy is, they go to like a restaurant in Dubuque and there's a passport waiting for them that has a new identity.
Right.
So guys are like that with hooking up.
With women.
With women. So especially with Instagram where they're
yes.
like, I'm going to keep these Tinders alive.
Sure.
So that for the if and when, I was just positive the whole time. We're
yes.
cool. So you want to keep old hookups cool. Especially
yeah.
when they're just like, we fucked once.
Right. I get that. I wish I knew the contact, like who this girl was. Like well, if we knew the...
The other problem is they're very involved on Instagram, her and him.
Yes.
So just looking at her account, he's in 700 pictures of hers.
Right.
He knows how it all works here.
Yes.
He knows how much it means to a woman because it means a lot to his woman.
Yes.
And here's the thing. When you break up with someone or when a hookup stops and fizzles out, there's this thing. Ghosting is when you were dumped. Fizzled out is when both people didn't care.
Yes.
When it fizzles out, you sit in the background just like this.
You sit in the background.
Are you doing a physical bit on a podcast?
I'm doing a physical bit on a podcast. Ready? So when you fizzle out with someone on social media, you're just in the background going... Nice picture.
Yes.
Oh, good graduation.
I'm glad you put the mic in the stand just to do this clapping.
Well, yeah, you're sitting there with the bullhorn. Like, that's me. That's me in the background. Like, you know, like, just like with anyone that's like, there was sexiness, but it was never involved enough to be hurt.
Right.
If you're in a new thing, when you like other people's pictures, it's just you in the stands with the bullhorn. She's good. Hey, is that you in a bikini?
That's a tugboat.
No, it's an end of a period. sign. It's hockey. That's a tugboat. Yeah. Yeah, just that's me in the back. Do you have a one guy clapping?
There's so many buttons.
Yeah, so I'll be like, hey, oh, she put a bikini picture? Very nice. That's the shortest one ever. Do it again. Why do you stop it so quick?
It's one, just one guy.
Let it go. Let it go for a second. That's me. Good job. Nice bikini picture. Happy Father's Day to your dad. You know, like, it's just, that is what you're doing. You're keeping it nice because you're set. That's your passport when you gotta walk out of town. And I think that her bringing it up is, I think it's worth it to bring it up. Hey.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a real relation, I mean, like, it looks like they're quite serious.
They're
serious.
You should
be able to talk about that with him.
Yeah. Do you have a celeb lookalike?
Kind of looks like the actress Kristen Kreuk from the allegedly in the NXIVM sex cult.
Oh.
Kristen Kreuk. Let's see her. Holy Shelby. You're very good. I mean, just the span of people that Shelby
look-alike
knows.
Confirmed. Will the brunch crew agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks exactly,
exactly like her.
Like her.
That's wild.
Shelby, you have quite a talent. Let's do some more. We're here with... That's right. Here with Allison Libby. At Allison Libby. Go on Instagram. That awkward date moment. Ooh. Before we get into this, we are sponsor people. Figs, figs, figs. So we do a lot of sponsorship here.
Seems like it.
Gotta pay the rent.
Yeah.
Keep the
lights on.
Yeah, keep the lights on. Keep Shelby's haircuts coming. Figs is the one I get the most response from.
What is Figs?
Figs is they make stylish,
scrubs.
Scrubs. That sounds like an oxymoron.
Stylish. It
does. He's a stylish scrub. They make Pete Davidson's. I would say he's stylish but scrubby.
The TLC remix.
The kids love that joke. Yeah, that's for the children. So Figs makes stylish scrubs. And, you know, for the people in the healthcare community, they need scrubs. And also people who don't need scrubs like to wear joggers and, you know, comfortable pants.
Yeah.
For the people in the healthcare community, I've had people reach out to me. These are like the Rolls Royce of scrubs. Yeah. Like they know.
And they have to wear them every day.
Like. Exactly. So they want to invest in it. I'm happy to give those people some free money. I'm happy that we can offer them a deal. Part of Figs is that they also give back. They do, every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. So that's nice. And Figs is, I have them. I gave another pair to my girlfriend. Shelby, you got a pair?
Mm-hmm.
They're gray, right?
So I just lounge.
Great for lounge. But you know what? You don't want to buy a lounge pant that you can't get the mail in.
Yes.
These you can get the mail in. Okay. So, and doctors, dentists, people who work in medicine, healthcare, it's just an amazing product for amazing people. So whether you're one of them or you're just one of us pieces of shit that don't do anything for anybody, you can all enjoy Figs.
Fine with it.
So also when you're getting them, you're helping out. So you even without trying. Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using my code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. So go to wearfigs.com, 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 promo code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. I love these pants. I wear them all the time. You're going to love them too. Wearfigs.com, promo code JTRAIN. So get involved with Figs. That awkward date moment.
All right.
Last week, I went on a Hinge date that went great. A lot of laughs and light banter. For context, I'm 24. He's 26. We have some mutual friends. We set up a second date for 2 days later. We are having a great time getting buzzed until we ended up back at his apartment. We're on his couch making out, and I kick my leg over, accidentally knocking red wine all over his new white carpet.
Oh, God.
I was not all chill about the situation. I was overly apologetic and even ordered stain remover to be delivered to his house. I felt so bad, but he was really nice about it. He told me it's not a big deal and he'd figure it out later, but that he wanted me to just relax. We did get back into things and hooked up. No sex. After the wine incident, though, the vibe definitely shifted and I was in my head and anxious. We left things on slightly awkward note and I knew I messed things up. You didn't mess things up.
I mean, you did make a mess, but...
Yeah. And also, guys kind of like it when women become motherly.
Yeah, great.
So, that just annoyed Allison so much. But the idea that you were like, ordered the stain remover. Right. Like, that's like something he's definitely not thinking of doing.
No.
Right? In that moment, he's like, oh, yeah, just fucking relax. My penis is here.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I'm hard. I'm ready.
Right, let's
like,
do this.
Yeah. So we left things. The next day, he did message me. We had a bit of back and forth, and he let me know the stain remover arrived and worked great. There you go. The conversation fizzled, but I could sense he was no longer interested, and I haven't heard from him since 3 days ago. I wouldn't say that. My question is there ever a good way to ask someone for a second chance after an awkward date moment in very early stages of dating? If so, should I address that I acted weird and recognize he may not be interested anymore in the text, or pretend like nothing ever happened and at risk of looking dumb, i.e. not cluing into the fact that he's not interested? I barely know him, so really there would be no loss either way, but I do feel like we had a fun connection. I'd like to explore further if he was willing to give it another chance. Thanks for the help. She wants a celeb look alike. This
my God.
Getting crazy. What do you think, Allison?
I think if you're going to reach out, you have to lean into what happened. And like you have to like be like, it's going to be the funny thing for you to talk about.
Yeah, fuck with it.
Like, be like, hey, I'd love to come out. Like, I'd love to meet up for some white wine this time because I will make.
Yeah.
Like, make a little joke. And I think like it's fair to acknowledge like, hey, sorry if I was weird. It was just obviously I felt bad and it was a weird situation. And I was having a good time. Would love to see you. Like, I think that it's fine to reach out to him.
She's very cute. I think it's fine to reach out. She wrote a lot of things. Like, first of all, this is not all in your head because I'm not saying she's a crazy person for feeling the way she feels, but it's in your, I think things weigh heavy. We're all the star of our own movie.
Right.
We're all sitting there holding on to like, oh, did like, you know, Allison and I are both stand-up comics. When we flub a line, we're moving so much quicker than the audience that they don't even notice it. So it's like...
But I think about it for 3 nights.
Exactly. So like we sit there thinking like, oh, I fucked up that line. And we hear every little thing because it's us.
Yeah.
It's us on stage.
Right.
The spotlight is on. In your own mind, the spotlight's on you.
Right.
You're on stage. I understand why you feel that way. He is not... I think the worst thing can be is if something like this reveals insecurity.
Yeah.
So if I was with a girl, she kicks over the wine, I go, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out tomorrow. And then she buys me stain remover. I go, that was really so nice of you. Thank you so much. And then she goes, I'm really sorry about the wine. I'm like, no, it's fine.
Yeah,
and then we get in bed and we get naked together. And she goes, I just can't get over this wine.
Yes.
And I would go, then okay. I'd be like, okay.
There's a lot of
there's something
here.
Else going on here. I don't know if... The wine isn't the problem. It's the
symptom or a
symptom.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
Whatever it is.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. And I think there's a point to let it go. Being fun about it. We'll get white instead of red.
Yeah. Like make a little joke about it. But then move it along.
You got to move it along. And I think for her where she's like, I don't want to look stupid. You don't look stupid.
Yeah.
No one's going to hear. I always do this thing. If my text was brought to a text court, will the court disagree with me? Okay, so we're going to bring your text to the text court. You guys went on two dates. You hooked up after the second date. spilled some wine. You text him, hey, hope all is well. Would love to get together next week. Let me know when you're free. Promise not to do, we'll do white wine instead.
Right.
The jury of your peers are going to go, are not going to look at you and go, oh,
you're insane.
Crazy.
What made you think you could? No, that's no. So, and if he doesn't respond,
goodbye.
He
time
doesn't
to
respond.
Go.
And she even said in the email, she's like, I barely know him, so it's not a loss either way. So just like, but don't let this stand like in your way.
Yeah, exactly. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Getting a Vienna Girardi from The Bachelor.
Shelby is. Do you have a Vienna Girardi?
You're the Bachelor. Guy.
I know, and I don't even know who this person is.
She's the one that the guy yelled at her.
Oh, Vanessa.
That only happened once.
Vienna.
The guy yelled at her.
I can play the clip now. It's very good.
Please play the clip. I mean, you know why I respect Shelby? You know when like two people get compared and it's like usually because of the same race?
Yes.
You know, and you're just like, oh, you just thought two Asian people were the same.
Right.
Shelby went blonde hair to brown hair on this.
He's attuned to the nuances of the face.
Yes. And it's because she's a blonde, but then went to, they do look alike. Classic Shelb nails another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty dead on. She's actually, I'd give the listener a step up.
Yeah, I think so too.
But, I mean, she's really coming to play on this Instagram.
What other people's Instagram looks like, it just makes me revisit everything I've ever posted.
Wow. Well, she's like, this is like she's curated. Yeah. This is, I mean, the last girl was doing a shoot.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's gotten to a point. You start to understand why Finsta exists.
Is a thing. Yeah.
Because you're like.
And I'm like, look at this dog I saw.
Yeah. Play the clip. What do we got?
So this was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
I was in college and never even seen the show.
Okay.
And like I came home. And like I was visiting my mom. She was watching it. But this was like the end where they both hate each other. Like apparently he picked her.
Okay.
She won the show, but they hate each other.
Okay. I wasn't in on this yet. Okay.
And this is like Chris is interviewing them and they like, you can, it's, watch.
Tension is palpable.
To this and to the tabloids and both of you going back and forth. So how do we move forward?
Here's the good part.
Do it if I didn't.
You don't know me, and I wouldn't have done it. And if you...
If I don't know you, then
please stop interrupting me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
The thing is, I would have never done this to
somebody
that I...
Go back, replay that. That is...
Holy
I mean,
shit.
That guy is canceled today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
That's bad.
That's bad.
She's like, major crying.
Where's he today? What's his name?
Jake Pavelka.
Isn't he the one that killed someone?
No.
No?
I don't think that's any of them.
No, there is one that like ran over. So Jake Pavelka, what's he doing now? Like he's in a miserable marriage now.
Probably a millionaire.
Why a millionaire? What? Why is
he a
millionaire?
Bachelor?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if The Bachelor pays that well.
He's still out there. I mean, this is... Play that again.
Yeah, that is...
I do remember her. I remember her faintly. Now I'm like having...
And I knew you would do it if I didn't.
You don't know me, and I wouldn't have done it. And if you...
If I don't know you, then
please
why...
Please stop interrupting me.
Ooh.
God, I have like chills.
The thing is...
Oh my God. And
I would have never done this to somebody.
And he goes right back into normal mode.
Wow.
And I got down on one knee again. I got interrupted.
I'm done with this. You are the meanest person I've ever met in my life.
The fakest.
He's like, are we still rolling?
How in this? I mean,
wow.
I'm a huge fan of The Bachelor, but like, how isn't he more known for this? Like, I feel like his name should come up more.
I think this clip is from The Bachelor Top 20 Moments.
Oh, really? Well, he was first appeared as a contestant in 2009 on The Bachelorette. And then he was eliminated by Jillian Harris before Hometowns. Brought back to the network to star in the 14th season of The Bachelor in 2010. Ended with Pavelka proposing to contestant Vienna Girardi in March 2010 finale. The couple split up in June 2010.
This makes the... This makes Jed and what's-her-face...
I mean...
This looks like heaven.
That's the thing. Like, the Jed thing people were so mad at him.
I don't know what this is.
Jed was this season.
You know that my brand of trash is Bravo.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Sorry to go out of your world. but it's he was on Dancing with the Stars after this. Like that, the idea that after that happened, we just watched that and
it's dark.
That is dark.
Like that's real darkness.
The whole is like a long build up of them being like hear him saying something this, that they disagree and like, oh, sure. And like, you know, they
They're
hate each other.
Agree.
So
yeah.
He still thinks Chris is going to be like, see what I have to deal with, Chris.
It's just so funny. Like, I know it's not funny, but at the same time, like you do look at things under a different type of lens. And also we look at things 2010 to now. We look at things through the lens, not of, I don't think as much as Me Too as I think of like Twitter.
Yeah.
Like yes. I think of like yes. the thought pieces. Yes. Like I'm thinking
yes.
of like,
yes.
oh my God, this is the problematic nature of how Jake Pavelka, every man spoke yes. to a woman that way at some point. Like
yes.
it's amazing how different it is now.
I was like so grabbing the TiVo and I was like, is this how it is every time?
Like, where are we at? Is this how every house is like? Mom, how much time we got? We're at
45.
We're at 45. Okay.
Just had to hold up.
45. You just held up two hands. How is that 45? To the listeners at home, Shelby just, I go, how much time are we at? And he held up both five fingers to mean 45. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
What that is. We both looked at it like.
I was like, I have no idea.
55?
10?
10? That didn't do anything for us. Let's do one more email, then we'll do some news.
One more email.
Wait, while we're talking about Chris Harrison real quick, I just have to say, my friend told me at one point that he had a prosthetic leg, and I just believed her for like... and like only very recently found out that that was not true.
So you just walked around. Why did she tell you that?
I don't know.
You were just walking around like... That's one of those things that
like I was like, well, who am I not to believe that? I don't watch the show, and that like truly like a year ago learns that he has both of his legs.
That's a Tom Segura.
It reminds me of
Tom Segura has a bit, great comic, Netflix specials. The
who's
bit is
the celebrity.
Someone told his dad a celebrity was gay,
right?
And his dad is
Tommy
just,
Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones, and his dad just walks around. That's his one fun fact to tell people. You know, he's gay. And then after 30 years,
somebody like Tom says it to someone, and now we're just ruining someone else's joke. But so, like,
but
it's
this
funny.
Is a this is. To,
I was just like,
to
I just
tell
like,
you to
believe,
go watch his special.
Just, yeah, go
but
watch.
But now
all
you're
of his
you've probably walked around being like,
I think
you know,
I
it's
told
a fake
people.
Leg. Yeah, and people are like what? So now there's this like community of people who think that Chris Harrison has a fake leg.
Yeah, we're truthers.
Yeah, let's do. I'll give the guest choice of the titles. Is she really sick? that is really the cliffhanger. Girlfriend with no friends, confused on what to do with a stage 5 clinger, one chance Bumble encounter, just a MILF looking for some affirmation, how to ask out a guy you don't text regularly, how do you make a guy friend that doesn't want to fuck, am I the other woman?
Yes.
That one.
You are. No, I mean, it could be this one, but like, you are. If you're asking, you are.
Should I do that one?
Let's do that one.
Feather, I love the show and you up. I've told my friends and put it on Instagram. I hope you come to San Diego again. I'm coming to San Diego. Oh, I'm forgetting to give out dates. This was really stupid.
That was stupid.
This comes out when? The 29th? I'm in Huntsville, Alabama tonight. Listen, people.
Wow.
Huntsville, Alabama. That's right. Come on out. Spend a night with me. Bring your friends. Bring people. We'll have a laugh. You won't have to talk to them. I'll talk to them.
There you go.
Huntsville, Alabama. JaredFreed.com. JaredFreed.com. I'm also coming to Springfield, Massachusetts and Naples, Florida coming up. And then Salt Lake City, Nashville, Allison's that was Allison, surprisingly. I'm coming to burping. Where else? That jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com.
Really selling those dates there.
Well, listen, they can come. They come or they don't.
Right.
You know, what are we going to do, beg people? I'll be there.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I just want to let you know I have the Live You Up podcast coming at you next week, okay? Get those tickets now, jaredfree.com, LA, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Vancouver, Austin, Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, okay? In addition, this week, I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, doing stand-up on the 29th and 30th. If you're in the area, know anyone in the area, let them know. Huntsville, Alabama for stand-up this week, the 29th and 30th, and then the Live You Up Tour, and then Springfield, Mass, and Naples, Florida. That's the 26th of December through the 28th of December. I'll be in Springfield, Mass, and then I'll be in Naples, Florida right after the new year, the 2nd through 5th. Get the crew together. Get the group chat together. Make it happen. I've been dating this guy for 7 months now, and a week ago I went to his place after our date. We were in the middle of sex when his roommate came home. He immediately pulled out and went to the door to listen. He told me to be quiet, and he dressed and went outside to check it out. It's his roommate.
What?
He came back and said that her friends were also with her, but they were going soon, so I should stay put until they leave. We didn't continue having sex, and I left soon after. What happened? He didn't act this way when we had a, when he had a male roommate. Is he embarrassed because his roommate has this roommate has seen him bring in other women, or is it something else? For reference, I'm 25. He's 27. We both travel out for work, so we only see each other once a week or once every other week. Thank you for all the entertainment. I'd love a celeb lookalike. We're back in celeb lookalike land. What do you think? I mean, there's a lot of options.
There's a lot happening.
Do you have any thoughts on...
I mean, it's definitely suspicious.
She's very cute. There's something is up.
Something is off.
Something is afoot. I don't know if he has hooked up with the roommate or he's hooked up with her friends or has one of her friends is he's being set up with. Like, yeah. Those are all there's possibilities.
Right. There could just be some other girl.
Yeah.
Like... And, like, obviously, like, this woman who lives with him knows everything that's going on. So
yeah.
That's a bad look.
Or he knows. Yeah, very cute, very nice. Like, I think the reality is you have the go-ahead from us, Shelby included, I think. To be like, hey, what happened was weird.
Yes.
Yeah. What
you,
went
you
down?
You can be like, what was going on?
What was going on?
You don't have to be like accusatory.
No.
But just be like, what was that? Like, why did that happen?
You're the other something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what you are in the way of. Because it can be as bad as that's his wife. Okay.
Yeah, nothing's off the table.
Nothing's off the table. But it can be as light as he handled... a situation where you guys are hooking up. He's also hooking up with someone else that's friends with his roommate.
Yeah.
And he handled it badly. Like,
yes.
It could be just that. But I wouldn't want to sleep. Like, here's the thing. The span of what it is, we don't know. I mean, it's a large swath. Like, it's a large...
Yeah, it could be...
It could be any number
anything.
Of things. But whenever it's any number of things, I always look to the worst thing.
Yes.
To be like... Because you're... I don't mean to be too dramatic, but your life's in danger. You know, like
nothing too dramatic about that at all.
But I when you're at someone's place and they hide you in the closet, basically, while they're inside of you, something there's
the
slight possibility that you're in harm's way.
Yes.
So you have to do it for your own mental stability and also physical health to be like, hey. Listen, I know we're not like together, but like the way you treated me, it kind of made me feel like you have something else going on. If you can't be completely honest with me right now, I got to end what we're doing.
Yes.
But if you can give me like an answer that I'm sure isn't comfortable to give me, but we're not together.
Right.
So what's the deal?
I can't be upset. Yeah. But like find out before you go back over there.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Kind of looks like Margaret Cho.
She does look Margaret Cho-ish.
Oh, yeah.
I like that we gave credit to Shelby for going off from blonde hair to brown hair.
And then
he was like, no, Asian
lady.
We're going to stay on Margaret Cho. So let's... Thank you for writing in. Let's do Allison. Thank you for coming in and answering the emails.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. At Allison Leiby. Go follow. Go support. Shelby, let's do some news.
I have a real life personal update to a story.
Okay. A real life personal update to a news story.
You know, remember a couple weeks ago we talked about the woman who, in New York, who bought some makeup off of Sephora and received a package with cocaine.
So this woman bought something on Sephora.
The ultimate face powder.
Yes. And received coke. And then what was the end of that story?
It was like there's a rolled up dollar and
it was like everything you needed to do coke was like,
it was a starter kit.
It was in this package.
Ooh, a dollar bill.
And then they traced it back, and then the person was like, I'm missing my coke.
Yeah.
And the police were like, yeah, you're arrested. Like,
wait, the person who works at Sephora?
She was like, hey, I think
she was the one packing the package.
Oh, my sister works there. She probably has a problem or something because they had an ID that was in there. They traced it.
Yeah, there was an ID there too. Like, it was like she wanted to go to jail. Yeah. So what's going on with her?
Well, a friend of mine got a box from Sephora.
Wow. The J Train podcast is in the news. We've become the news.
Sort of.
Okay.
And inside, along with the makeup, was a half empty plastic water bottle.
What?
A plastic container covered in dirt and expired vitamins.
That's terrifying.
This is like what MacGyver uses to get out of a situation. Yeah. Like what? So this
That's
is
a real makeup artist makeup kit.
Yeah, another Sephora.
Yeah.
So
what's
Sephora
going on with
has
the
an
Sephora
issue.
Packing
they got
plan.
Some problems.
Yeah. Do you have a picture of the?
I don't, unfortunately. Okay.
Also, like, makeup is small, so like these are big box. Like,
yeah, I do understand like something like. Once in a while getting, but like a story and then to have it, you know, hit home like this.
Yeah, really hits close to home.
Yeah. So any other stories?
I do. Eat any fast food recently?
I haven't eaten any fast food recently. Thankfully, I've been good.
Allison, not a fast food person.
Okay.
I eat lots of other garbage, but
sure.
It's not, fast food isn't really my
go-to. I'm with you.
No, Burger King.
Yes, I know. I'm familiar with Burger King.
Well, they have a Impossible Whopper.
Okay.
Made for vegans, some fake meat.
Well, so...
Pretty cool.
I love that they're doing this.
Yeah,
I actually like... Great. I mean, I just recently went to my first Chick-fil-A.
So you have had fast food recently.
I guess I have. I mean, that's how nice a Chick-fil-A is that I didn't even
realize...
That you're
like, this is fast casual.
Exactly. Well, I wrote a big thing on Instagram stories about the Chick-fil-A. Yeah. So my experience there just kind of like, you know, hey, here's my fly on the wall take of a place I've never been to that people love.
Yes.
Okay. So I went there because I was hungover in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. I wanted to eat something, but I didn't want to be crazy.
Yes.
And then I remember the commercial for the grilled tenders, and I was like, that seems like exactly what I want right
now.
So I went, but I think options like that make fast food more approachable.
Yes. Like, agreed. Because like that's the thing is like if I'm driving around somewhere and there's like just McDonald's and Burger King, I'm just like, God, that's my whole fucking day.
Yes.
You know?
This is what I have to have. I have to do this.
And then I'm like trying to negotiate a weird... I'm like, what if I just got the lettuce from a hamburger and six french fries? And
yes.
It's like, what am I doing?
And then like, no one wants the fast food salad.
No.
That's
why
the grossest...
Is that? No.
There's nothing grosser than seeing someone eat a salad at a fast food place.
No. And they always are like... insane. They're always like, there's strawberries and blueberries in it.
Yeah,
and you're like, have you guys ever seen fruit?
Why? So true. Yeah. They're,
it's never just a basic green
they're
salad.
They're always going for it.
Cran apple.
Yeah.
Fiesta.
Cran apple.
Fiesta.
Also, get craisins the fuck out of my salads.
What are we,
everyone.
Everyone. I agree with that. I just, they're never just down the middle. It's always just stop doing.
Yeah, stop.
So
the
I'm always in favor.
Yeah.
Of a fast food place having relatable healthy options.
Yes. You're still getting fast food. I get that. But like some of it can't just be 0 to 100.
So when I heard the Impossible Burger was going to be at Burger King, it's so funny the way I think and the way we all think, because I'm not different than anyone listening to this show or anyone in this room. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you guys thought of it the same way, but I'm pretty sure. I go, wow, that's nice that like Burger King has a healthy option.
Yes.
I never in my wildest dreams, I didn't remember that this brought vegans into Burger King. Like it didn't cross my mind that the vegan community, a community known for their uptightness,
yes,
not exactly an easygoing group of people, was now going to be going into a restaurant run by sophomores in high school.
Yes.
And I think that is the funniest fucking thing, because at first I really did think, I was like, oh, well, I never thought, like, well, now vegans can be there.
Right.
And now they're getting...
whole new market for, I mean, God, you thought fast food was like, this is what we are. And it's
no.
Like, you're still finding more ways to make money.
And deservedly so.
Yeah,
I'm like, good
great.
For you. I was actually surprised. I was like, good for Burger King. Like, that's such a different thing.
Yeah.
And then, but now they're being sued. I saw this story.
Because they it's say there's going to be meat. Due to the cooking situation, there could have meat byproducts end up in it. And they want them to stop cooking the Impossible Burgers and the meat burgers on the same grill.
I saw this story and I just immediately started laughing at the idea of an anal vegan person being like, well, do you have any cashew milk?
I will take my $4.99 elsewhere.
Yeah, like, look, and there's like a guy who's like fucking burnout from high school.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what
I don't know what you want.
Cashews don't have milk. They don't have tits. Like just looking at a guy who's like, well, have the eggs touched the griddle that has gone? Did you wipe it down with my, you know, like
it's like they've never wiped anything down at Burger
never.
King.
Never.
Like,
so I forgot.
They open a franchise and it runs until it becomes a McDonald's.
It's so exactly. And it's so funny to me that like I'm with the executive at Burger King. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna have an healthy option.
That's nice.
And then the executive of Burger King, someone's like, yeah, we're being sued by vegans. And they're like, oh shit, vegans.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh right.
Gordon Ramsay runs into that at regular restaurants where he's like, you cooked the veggie soup and beef broth. They're like, yeah, we always do that.
Yeah, and it's like that's like something where you go, okay, Gordon Ramsay, he's got an upscale thing. Now you're dealing with like, you know Smitty behind the register going, dude, I don't know if I don't know what type of milk we're using.
Yeah,
man.
Guess what? Everything that they're making came from a factory.
Yeah.
So whatever.
It's like at some point it touched something. It touched. It's not like they're wearing their fur coats to sell it to you. Like you're at Burger King.
Right. Right.
This is what
you've
you
already
get.
Negotiated yourself down to Burger King.
Yeah.
I'm imagining somebody having this complaint at the McDonald's near here. It's chaos. They're like, but it was
McDonald's
it's,
in Harlem.
It's chaos.
Have you been in there? It's that bad.
I just went to get a coffee before this one.
You go to McDonald's for coffee?
It was a whole thing.
Okay.
And then, yeah, apparently,
like the manager there deserves to have her like salary doubled. She's like switching from English to Spanish with like that, ordering this and that, but there's like these other people like coming up and complaining and standing, like this homeless people like asking for change and then being like, get out of here, you gotta get out of here, dude, you can't be doing
so
that.
So just all day
and
there's just arguments
like,
and
it's never
fights.
A chill.
There's never a zen moment at the Harlem McDonald's.
No.
Man, yeah, this is listen, I don't feel, I mean, the vegans, it's funny that like if you talk to someone who's been vegan for a long time, like since the 90s or some shit, they're like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I can
all
eat
of
anywhere.
A sudden, there's so many more options.
They make this jerky.
Guy,
they all
this guy, Gary, helps us with the U Up Tour. He's a vegan.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I was like, dude, I was like, is it hard? Because he's been he's been touring with.
God. And that's, you know, it's one thing to do it here in Los Angeles, but like, you know, you go to.
Wherever,
Boise.
And he goes, back in the day, you know, you'd have to like, you'd have this like, kind of like, you know, people would talk. And it was just interesting to see how thankful he was.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's funny that like, that person's thankful, but another person's going, where is my Impossible Burger?
Well, it's the new people who are being vegan to be public about
yes.
it. Not people who are just like, you know what? I'm going to like live this lifestyle and like figure it out.
It's not Dave Matthews Band. It's the fans. I've always said it. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Go follow, go support. Allison Leiby, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. What a delight.
A favorite of the fans, of the audience here at Feather Studios of mine.
A truly okay person.
Truly okay person. At Allison Leiby on Instagram. She'll be tagged up on my page. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Happy Thanksgiving. If you're in LA, Seattle, San Francisco, Portland, Vancouver, I'll be there next week. Come. JaredFreed.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
Great job, J-Train. Another perfect episode.